I had a few people make comments about the truck. Some people send me some messages, ask me some questions. It's a 2004 GMC Sierra 1500. I've had it about 10 years. I bought it stock from a 79-year-old man out of Asheboro, North Carolina. 26-inch American Forest Banshee wheels, Cognito upper control arms. The lift kit is a McGoy's 7.5. It's powder coated Illusion Malbec is the color. Kind of fades from a black to a purple to a burgundy. Originally when I did the truck, like the last redo, like 5 years ago, it was gonna have Fury off-road tires, but they kind of dicked around, couldn't get them. So now it's got, I don't know, some Chinese Markma Dark Horse tires. I mean, they're good. They ride decent. It's got amp steps that I had next level mats. They put my truck club logo on it. Interior, Sinister Skull wrapped. Custom seats by Road Wire up in Wilson, North Carolina. Got the headrest with the truck club logo. Two-tone seats. Truck's got about 17 speakers. The center console is out of a Yukon Denali. You know, you just change over the glove box. Put all this in here. Rear seat's been done. It's got TVs in the headrest. So it's actually got a TV in each sun visor. A TV there. Obviously that plays movies. It's got two amps. I actually just got it back from the audio shop. We changed everything out, got everything wired up real good. Custom box, three kicker 12s. And somebody had commented, why ladder bars on a 1500? I'll explain that. So anyway, I forgot to mention the truck, the torsion bars have been took off of it. So it's got coil springs now. It's got Viking shocks, 14 bolt rear end. Back here is an absolute mess because I just got done building this house for us. So the truck has actually been like really neglected for probably 3 years. So there's a bunch of shit back here. But the truck does in fact have a 100% working nitrous system. It's got speakers in the back here. Kind of hard to tell because all the junk, but there's actually a working 32-inch TV back there, which I know is impractical as hell, but the truck was built for car shows. It actually won the championship for Duke's Children's Hospital, put on by Principal Warriors. It won that championship overall in 17, 18, and 19. Then COVID hit. I went through a divorce, and during all that, I was kind of trying to find myself. Actually realized, and you know, friends and family are going to hear this, the truck was kind of my escape. You know, I was never at home. I didn't want to be at home. When I was at home, I was working on the truck, and I was always going for car shows. Honestly, made me realize just what kind of a shitty dad I was. But with my current wife, I'm super happy. The kids actually call me the new dad. I don't want to go to shows anymore, which sucks because, you know, that used to be my passion, but I realized it was just an escape. So it hasn't been to any shows since 2020. It's got the Atomic Fab torsion delete kit. So now it rides on coil springs. Truck does really good on nitrous. I mean, you know, it's still a big truck. It's not going to get out there and outrun Corvettes or Mustangs. I don't even know if it would outrun a built. I don't think it would outrun a stock diesel. But, it fucking runs. You know, there's always going to be people that say, oh, it's just got a fogger kit on it. It's just got this. It's not real. But I mean, it's real. Directly ported in there. Currently got 150 shot on it. Nothing major. Top end's been redone. It's got a stock bottom end. stage two cam in it by Brian Tooley. Sounds really good. Still runs really good. I bought it, like I said, factory with 79,000 miles on it. And let's see what it's got on there now. Yeah, so bought it factory with 79. It's got 107 on there. Like I said, the truck, it never really got drove. I was just kind of a Sunday truck, even for the man I bought it from. I like the way it sounds. Still looks really good. My wife and kids both want me to start taking it to shows again, but it needs to be reworked. You know, it's been neglected, like I said, for 4 years. It kind of just sits here in the driveway because my garage is currently full of stuff because I haven't built my outside shop. Outside shop is 25 by 33. My best friend's supposed to help me put it up. Truck sounds good. You know, I mean, it counts it off a little bit. It's just a stage two. That way I can keep the factory stall in there. Somehow this latch, it's got disconnected from this latch, so that's why that step doesn't come down with that door. You know, just some little stuff. I forgot to mention, I had the dash wrapped in leather to try to mimic a high country. I'm real happy with the way the truck turned out. It still gets a lot of looks whenever I take it out. We just don't really take it out much.